I'm David Brancaccio. Good morning. J.Crew has entered bankruptcy protection, the first major retail chain to seek protection from creditors during this COVID era. Marketplace's Nova Safo joins me on what has befallen Preppy R Us. What are the terms, Nova?
All right. The company is restructuring its debt. It has almost $1.7 billion worth. J.Crew announced this morning that it's reached a deal to turn over the keys to its lenders. They'll take control of the company through the Chapter 11 bankruptcy filing. J.Crew says its online operation will continue as usual and that it still plans to reopen its stores, both J.Crew stores and Madewell stores, which is a brand the company also owns, as the pandemic shutdowns ease.
What's the prognosis for other brands? Are we going to see more of this?
Not necessarily in terms of closures, but perhaps in terms of bankruptcies. The retail sales we know are down across retail, David. It's hard to say where we're headed. There was a historic downturn in March. That's when stores were still open at least some part of the month. Sales were down almost 9%, though. Analysts expect other retail bankruptcies to come from brands that were already struggling pre-pandemic. So J.Crew was one of them. Their sales were down 4% last year. But then there's other brands analysts are watching, including JCPenney, the luxury retailer Neiman Marcus, and GNC, the nutritional supplement store.
Nova, thank you.